travel, some family time, but he's back. We have him. Hope you had a fantastic time away there, Kevin. And I want to ask you, you know Sark. You have a relationship with him. And he's got Quinn Ewers there, so he's got a huge name there already. But to get a brand name, an iconic brand name, like Arch Manning committed, does what for him?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I think you nailed it, you know, when you said that, you know, Georgia didn't need Arch Manning. Alabama didn't need Arch Manning. I think Sark had to sign Arch Manning. I mean, let's be honest, the first year in Austin didn't go really well. Yes, he has Quinn Ewers, who is a phenomenal young freshman quarterback, who's about to get really well acquainted with Will Anderson and Dallas Turner on September the 10th. But not only from a talent standpoint, just from a marketing standpoint, just from the name brand of the Manning family, I will make the argument that this was a recruit that Steve Sarkisian absolutely had to bring to Austin. And he did a great job. And I know a lot of Alabama fans blew me up yesterday because A.J. Milway, the quarterback coach for the Texas Longhorn, Boaz, Alabama native, former offensive analyst under Nick Saban. Nick Saban thinks the world of A.J. Milway. You know, yesterday, Nelson Stewart, the head coach at Isidore Newman High School there in New Orleans, gave a lot of credit to A.J. Milway and the diligence that that the position coach did in sticking with Arch Manning. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, A.J. Milway's got to do his job. Hope he does get to come back to Alabama at some point. But, yeah, Bill, I will say this was the recruit that Sark had to reel in.
Did Alabama get the feeling when Arch took his official there a couple of weeks ago that it was not going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the writing kind of should have been on the wall when Alabama took the commitment from Eli Holstein. And let me tell you what, Bill, I've said it many times. I'm not a big fan of the Manning family, starting at the top of the, you know, Archie is godfather, as I call it, of the Swamp Mafia family. I'll take Eli Holstein over Arch Manning all day long. I'm thrilled with the Eli Holstein commitment. And I have said that Alabama would take two quarterbacks in this class. But, Eli Holstein and Arch Manning both coming to Alabama just wasn't going to happen. And this is really the school that for the last couple months of feedback I've been hearing, I really, really was convinced that Arch was going to go to Texas simply because Steve Sarkisian absolutely could not allow him to go anywhere else.
Going to be very interesting. Kevin Hagan with us. He comes on Fridays. We talk college football. We talk Alabama, obviously. Alabama,
you know,
has
I'm sorry, Bill.
No, go ahead.
You know, the funny thing is Arch Manning, of course, he'll be a freshman next year. You know when his first college road game will be next year on September the 9th? Coming to Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Wow. I would not play him that day.
Well, you know, he'd probably get to do a little mop-up duty in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's true. Wow, I hadn't even looked that far down the road. That's another ironic item. What else at Alabama? They're ranked number 38. We all know that is totally irrelevant. It does not matter. You could put them at 338 right now. It wouldn't matter. But their method has been, at least since COVID, to go slow, and it works for them.
Well, they're just diligent, You know, they don't have to just jump at people, but you know, but you still got Alabama fans freaking out. Oh my gosh, we're 38th or 37th or whatever. Who cares? Nick Saban's in charge. They're going to be in the top two or three. You got what, six official visitors coming in this weekend. This is the last camp before there's a July 25th camp date this weekend. Adian Mazzell coming in, the wide receiver out of Florida. I'm really enamored with Caleb Jackson, a running back out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, coming in. You're not going to get him out of Louisiana. Let's be honest, Alabama right now is in a really strong position with Richard Young, the elite running back out of Lehigh Acres, Florida. Alabama would like to take two running backs in this class. I'm really enamored with Caleb Jackson. But there's some big commitments getting ready to come up from Louisville. By the way, Bill, did you see where Reuben Owens out of El Campo, Texas, committed to Louisville?
Now, that's not
the definition of NIL, Bill. What is?
I brought your name up early in the week. The top-ranked running back in America in Texas, though, out of El Campo, is committed to Louisville. Now, again, I'm not here to be mean to Louisville. They've had some good teams through the years. But that's not their signature, right? They may get an in-state kid who's really good. Heck, they had the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback a couple of years ago. So we've seen them with outstanding players. But how do they get this guy out of Texas?
Brown Foreman strikes again. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of corporations in Louisville. Texas Roadhouse's corporate office is there. Humana's there. The Yum brand, which has, like, KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. I mean, there's money in Louisville. But let's be honest, Bill, I've recently talked to both U of L football fans, both of them, and neither one of them are thrilled with Scott Satterfield's future. And he will not sign with Louisville. He will not sign with Louisville. But enough about that has-been program. A couple big commitments coming up that Alabama fans need to be watching on July the 1st. Riley Williams, the tight end, originally from Utah. He visited Alabama on June the 3rd, announced on June 22nd that he was transferring from Central Catholic High School there in Oregon, to IMG Academy. Everybody seems to think that Miami struck the deal. You know, recruiting now, it's kind of like, you know, NHL, MLB offer sheets. Everyone seems to think that he has an offer sheet done with Miami. But keep an eye on Alabama there. Joe Cox did a really good job of recruiting him on the visit, Alabama's tight end coach. Not saying that's an impossibility for Alabama. Then on July the 5th, Mikael Benson, the top JUCO wide receiver in the nation out of Hutchinson Community College. Bill, if he does not commit to Alabama on July the 5th, this is going to be a major, major upset. And then here's a tie-in to all this Arch Manning talk. You know, a couple weeks ago on his visit, we talked about Dylan Lonergan, and I said Alabama would really like to bring in two quarterbacks in the class. You know, Lonergan's thought to be a really strong lean to the South Carolina Gamecocks, but you know, with Arch officially off the board now, will Alabama try to turn up the heat and try to convince him to come in the same class as Eli Holstein? I would be very shocked if that happened, but Alabama would absolutely take a commitment from Dylan Lonergan, just a super young man. And then let's talk about July the 8th, Peter Woods. Bill, this is an embarrassment that we're in the position we are with Peter Woods. When we talked several months ago about all the great players in the state of Alabama, what a strong class this were, and we were going down the names, the name I immediately said was at that time that the one you could bank on was Peter Woods from Thompson High School there in Alabaster was going to go to Alabama. Well, you know what? Freddie Roach strikes again, Bill, and I'll be real honest with you. I'm sick and tired of Freddie Roach's half-you-know-what effort in the recruiting bin. So here we are. Clemson has emerged. Everybody knows he took the visit. Dabo really hit a home run with him. And Alabama, you know, all kind of rumors out about Peter Woods. Well, I tell you right now, Alabama's in a dogfight for Peter Woods. His father, Reverend Jermaine Woods, he comes from a classy family. His father's a pastor. It's just a first-class godly family. Peter Woods, I'll say this, and we talk about kids flip-flopping, wherever Peter Woods announces to on July the 8th, it's going to be a done deal. Alabama has brought another assistant coach into the mix here at the last minute to try to save this one. But right now, Peter Woods is not a done deal for Alabama. And, Bill, that is a frickin' disgrace, okay? It is a disgrace that we're in a gutter fight for Peter Woods at this point. And I put all that on Freddie Roach. I mean, and that's all I'm going to say about Freddie Roach because I'm going to start using words that will get us both in trouble on the air. And then Raul Aguirre on July the 16th. He's a linebacker out of Fayetteville, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. That's a possibility. But if you'd have told me 4 months ago, Bill, that I would be on here talking about whether or not Alabama could reel in Peter Woods, I'd have laughed in your face.
Off the beaten path, Zane Denton's from here has hit the transfer portal. Anything to that? I mean, was there
man,
satisfaction?
He's my favorite player. He's my favorite player on the team, Bill. That broke my heart. I was a huge Zane Denton fan. So, you know, that's just where we're at this point, Bill, but I really hated to see Zane hit. And by the way, congratulations to Ole Miss Evie and the Ole Miss Rebels. Hey, is it possible, Bill? You know, last year we saw Mississippi State win their first ever national championship in baseball. Could the Magnolia State go back-to-back? Could Ole Miss win their first one this year? I mean, you know, when they made the announcements of the brackets, I was really shocked Ole Miss got in because they didn't play well down the stretch. And, you know, wow, is it possible that we could see four out of five on-the-field championships go to the SEC? I mean, State last year, nobody in 20. You know, Vandy won at 19, Florida won at 17, Oregon State snuck in there in 2018. I mean, you know, we've said it many times, Bill, we talk about how deep SEC football is, but SEC baseball says, you know, hold my sweet tea, brother. It is. I hope Ole Miss closes it out and brings it home. And would that just not be cool that the year after their cross-state rivals, Mississippi State, won it, would that not be cool if Ole Miss brought it home the next year?
Last question, and I've asked you this before, but I want to go back. Young wide receiver already on the roster, or an incoming receiver, either way, that you think impacts this year?
A young wide receiver that I think will impact this year, I think Shaz Preston out of St. James, Louisiana, will find his way onto the field. I think Kobe Prentice has a chance to do some things in some special teams down the road, as with Earl Little Jr. Probably those two. I love Isaiah Bond's speed out of Florida, Bill, but I just think he may need a year of strength and conditioning, and probably Isaiah will probably be exclusively doing some coverage on some special teams. And, oh, by the way, Bill, Alabama did take a commitment this weekend from offensive lineman Wilkin Formby there of Northridge High School in Tuscaloosa. Bill, I love that addition. Offensive tackle, I love that addition to this class.
Kevin, good to have you back, bud. Appreciate it very much.
Have a great Friday, as always, and roll tide.
Mr. Kevin Hagan checks in every Friday.